Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Mike and Bo have a tough job coming up. They got to pick out the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's game. But here's what you need to know before you head out. The Hawks lost to the Bulls last night, 128-123. They'll play the Nets tomorrow. Freddie Freeman did it again. World Series is now 2-1. Dodgers ahead of the Blue Jays after Freddie Freeman walked it off. The 18-inning game, final score was 6-5, only took 6 hours and 39 minutes. They got to play again tonight. Game 4 is at 8 o'clock. All right. Frustrating loss on Sunday. Falcons, Dolphins, they beat us 34-10. Mike, obviously, with your years playing with the Falcons, you've got lots of experience analyzing film. Bo, same with you. You working with the team, traveling with them for over a decade now. Let's get into it. What was, and I know this was probably the toughest part of it, what was the good?
That it's over, maybe, and yeah, we don't have to experience it. I mean, I struggled with this a lot.
There's your silver lining.
I mean, yeah, I struggled with this a lot because I just, I even thought players had good games in certain aspects and then didn't, and then were debacles in others. You know, Mike, I think I know what yours is, and I agree with it, so I didn't want to take it, but like, you and I were talking, and we talked about Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
And I thought Kyle Pitts was absolutely unstoppable in the passing attack. On the other end, go back and watch his blocking film, and it was probably one of his worst performances of the year. If you shoved me in a corner and said, you cannot come out of this corner until you pick a good from the Falcons game, I would say, okay. Parker Romo made his extra point, made his field goal. He's hit back-to-back weeks. He's
fair
been
enough.
Perfect on those, regardless of the fact that you've lost both games and scored 10 points, and he's got 4 in each. He's 10-10 and then 4-4. That would be it. Just and you'll hear me out. I don't know what his distance is right now. I don't know what their comfortability is. But I will say that the last couple of weeks, I feel better. Dylan, stand up, go knock on the door, which is wood. Knock on wood. I feel a little bit better about him when he's time to roll out there.
Yeah, I can confirm he did knock on the door.
That's all I got. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, you know what I was going with. I think I'm going with Brandon Dorlus. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of times when you look at the scheme that we run defensively, you look at the ability to kind of hold up to double teams, take on single blocks, not get driven back. Brandon Dorlus, and it's worked to his favor, he's just opted out of that at times. He's like, no, I'm not getting double teams. Swim move, you fall on your face, I'll be in the backfield. And I think that was a big concern coming into the year, is like how you can hold up against the run. We have to find players that can play that penetrating style of defense that we've talked about under Jeff Ulbrich, and it's been hard to come by. I think TQ Graham was awful. I think he was awful this past weekend, and I also think he was put in some tough situations, but Brandon Dorlus absolutely fits that scheme to where he can find a way to skinny his shoulders, kind of dip and rip and get into the backfield and make plays. So he was my good, and That was I'm with you. It was a struggle to try to find one.
I got two things about that I want to ask you real quick. First off, I had questions about Dorlus playing in the interior. I didn't think he was. I thought he was too light, and I didn't know if he could be physical enough to do that at 6'3", 295. I think he has. The thing about TQ having a bad game was, and you can tell me this because I haven't watched it close enough to identify it. Was he put in bad situations because he was asked to do things that Zach Harrison normally does for this team? And so maybe he was a little out of position. I'm not blaming the staff.
Sure.
Let me tell you something. You got to step the blank up as a player at times. But I'm just saying, was that maybe why it looked like a little bit rougher of a product for him on the film?
Possibly. And I don't know that Zach Harrison would have had, you know, any success in some of the situations TQ's. Just for instance, we've talked about the bear front, the five down front, where you got a nose guard and you got two B-gap players. Well, with Miami going heavy, right, you're adding a jumbo tight end. You're adding maybe a fullback, maybe a tight end outside the jumbo. We didn't shift the front at all. So now TQ, and you can see it coming, he's playing the B-gap, and he's going to have to cross the tackle's face and play and make a play on the outside of the tackle. And that includes an extra lineman and an extra tight end. And all of a sudden, you're fighting through all this traffic, and he's just getting dumped off by these guys. This double teams of him trying to play one gap over, it's just not who he is. He's a guy who anchors down. He turns the hips. He takes on the double teams. Him trying to play gap over and stunt and all this stuff is just not his game. And so maybe Zach Harrison would have, you know, a better result if he's asked to do that in a similar situation. But again, the scheme says that, hey, we've got two B-gap defenders. Doesn't matter how many gaps are outside of you, even though there's five blockers outside of you until you get to the edge player. So I don't know. I'm sure they'll make adjustments to that this weekend and see what happens. But Zach Harrison was definitely sorely missed, I'll tell you that.
Let's move on to the bad. Mike, you start with this one.
I'm going to say sustaining blocks. And I think that so much we talk about wide zone. It's finesse play. I understand why guys enjoy kind of blocking that scheme. If you can get your head to a certain placement, then all of a sudden you're asking the defense to kind of keep gap integrity and fight outside of your hat placement, and they all have to kind of move as one unit. We didn't sustain anything. We're not getting our hands on anybody up front, even when we are blocking the right people, which was kind of few and far between when we were running wide zone and the few runs, you know, run plays we did have. We weren't sustaining anything. Those guys at the point of attack are simply peeking in the backfield, shedding the block, and they're all flowing to Bijan Robinson when he has the ball in their hand. And obviously, I'm not going to sit here and pile on Zach. That's not what today is going to be for. I don't have him as the ugly either. But I think there's some things that can be done schematically to help. But in the end, the offensive line's got to do a better job. That's what your job is, sustain blocks. When they try to come off the block, you put these guys on their back, and we weren't able to do that at any point in this game. And I'm not talking about just the offensive line either.
The offensive coordinator's job is to put the offense in good situations. Now, it's a collaborative effort when you come up with a game plan. Like, Zach Robinson doesn't go in an office and close his door and put on film and say, figure it all out by himself. His running backs coach, his wide receivers coach, quarterback, those guys, probably Raheem, and if he's not, maybe hop in there a little bit more. But it's a collaborative effort to put a game plan together. And then you're being told what you're seeing and all during the game, right? Playing, calling plays. Hey,
sure,
they're doing this, if you know. And so, but then that's on Zach. The thing that I say about Zach's job is what his job is to do is to find new wrinkles to keep them off balance, just like they're doing the same with you. So I think I get what you're saying, but the reality is no matter what, if I tell you to go do something, or I tell you this is the play we're running, you need to go out there as a guy that's making millions of dollars and go execute it the best you can. And I don't think we did it at all up front. And my bad was very in line with yours. It was the blocking of the tight ends.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't want to pick on either tight end because I think that they've been absolutely out of this world so far this year. For the most part, Charlie Warner's got a dirty ass job, man, because he's essentially a fullback, but he's also an extra offensive lineman, and he doesn't get any benefit. He doesn't even get to be the quarterback sneak guy when the tight end do it.
I agree.
But he didn't play very well.
No, he did not.
He got blown up at the point of attack at times. There's one play where he's going into what I believe is the A-gap right in between Lindstrom and Neusel there, right? And he trips over, it looks like, one of them.
That was early in the game. I remember that.
And falls on his face and whammy.
I think that might have been the first or second play of the game.
That guy blows Bijan up in the backfield.
Yeah.
And if he gets that block, Mike, Bijan might have a 15, 20-yard scamper.
I agree.
And Pitts again, was bad, too, at the point of attack.
I promised myself we wouldn't go into Zach Robinson a million times in this conversation, but if you're Charlie Warner, you're looking at the sideline now because he's on the sideline. You're going, dude, can we just have one play where the ball's not going right behind me? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It would be great if they're not teeing off on me knowing exactly what's going on.
I think the problem is here. You don't have a fullback on this roster at all. Yep. Charlie Warner is your fullback.
Yeah.
So I think fans say, well, every time Charlie Warner does this, that's where the ball goes. And I understand the frustration because they're like, oh, it's predictable. But I also look back and I go, yeah, it is. But he's also the fullback. And that's kind of where – and he's a lead blocker. And that's kind of where – now, in the motion stuff is one thing.
They could use him as a slicer. There's a lot of things.
I agree. But, like, at times, it's not because – I think at times it gets caught up in that, and I don't think it's because they knew where Charlie Warner was going. I think sometimes it's because there's other guys up front that didn't do their job, not just Charlie Warner. And as you know, as a play kind of goes, immediately it hits. It's not like 11 guys saw Warner and just all converged right and funneled it. It's normally
I would make the argument they are. That's what I would say. I think they're absolutely doing that on defense.
I think if they're able to get there that quickly, they're also already stacking it up, and you've got to figure out how to – I do believe that you can counter out of that with some pass plays and get some things moving. But
I
the reality is when they're stacking the box, you've got to be able to throw in those looks, not just in the looks where Warner's moving.
All right, we got to move on to the ugly. What is your ugly?
Well, the ugly is another part of the offense. I thought Kirk Cousins in the passing game, like going back and watching the tape, granted, I said this, I have a lot of issues with what the playbook is. I think you can do a lot of things to help Kirk Cousins out. As a matter of fact, the two times you did kind of utilize the play action fakes in the backfield, you get a long strike to Kyle Pitts, and then you get a pass interference call on Darnell Mooney. But I'll add the wide receivers into this. Even when they were making catches, it wasn't like they were running open. And that's a lot of scheme, but it's also a lot of ability to actually get open and cover. Like, everything was contested. Everything. And Kirk didn't do a good job of reading the coverages, I don't think. I don't think there was a great mesh with the game plan. And the wide receivers were not doing their part at all without Drake London on the field. And it was obvious.
Yeah, mine was Cousins completely. Like, I just thought everything he did was bad. I'll further it. Like, I thought henpecked one little thing, which was like the fact that his decision making on money downs, third and fourth down, was awful.
Awful.
Awful. You're in a fade route to Kadarrell Hodge on fourth and four. That couldn't have. I'm sorry. You can. Complain and moan and Zach Robinson. There's no way in hell Zach Robinson's like, yeah, it's fourth and four. Let's throw a fade route to Kadarrell Hodge against a 6-2 corner. There's no doubt. Now, there was other plays in there. I think that was Kirk's decision. Just like on the David Sills, if you go back and look, I'm not completely smart to see this, but I talk to people that are. That looks like an option route that he ran against a man coverage.
Yeah.
And Cousins threw what would have been the zone read on that. So that's just not.
I looked at that and thought that he was trying to make a back shoulder play, but I'm with you on that. Well, there was something off for sure.
I mean, it just, and I'm talking about one of the comeback of Sills where he comes back and he throws it over the top down the field.
Awful.
Like, I just thought that your third down decision making and fourth down decision making was so bad. And it really cost you at times.
Yeah.
If you have your own good, bad, and ugly, we welcome it. Tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. We'll address it there. And coming up, Lamar Jackson will make his return, and we'll talk about what else is going on around the NFL. That's next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yep. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass at 7:25. We're about to go in the huddle. But this Saturday, my tour to Georgia continues. You can join me at Lou Saab Kia Inn coming as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand. I think a Yeti cooler comes along with it. Other prizes, plus another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it is this Saturday from noon to 2 at Lou Saab Kia Inn coming. Coming up at 7:40. Top Five Tuesday is going down, and Mike is in charge.
Yeah, top five candy bars you want to see in your Halloween bag this coming Friday. And I thought Bo did a nice job talking about the ones you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to do just candy, and I just like, you know what, we're just going to go candy bars because there's just such a broad assortment of candy. Didn't want to get into the whole subcategory thing and all that. But, yeah, I think it's a solid list for me.
Okay.
Y'all are not going to like it.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's Mike's list. He can't miss.
That's right. That's right, man. I'm all over this.
It's a candy bar, right? Is it candy bar or is it just any Halloween candy? I'm just asking if it's a subcategory. Or
should we just rewind the tape?
I don't know
and play
what to talk
you?
To you about anymore. I really don't. It's unbelievable.
What?
How your ears just decide to turn on and off every now and then.
And you know what? It doesn't really matter
because
it's not until 7:40.
Right,
so
we'll do
you
it in
can
a minute.
Re-listen
we'll deal with it on down the road.
At 7:40.
You are so mean to me. Dylan, help me.
I'll help you by changing the subject.
Oh, boy. That means I ain't helping you.
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is expected to return for Thursday night football against Miami. Here is John Harbaugh talking about it.
I feel very confident. You know, feel very confident about it. And, you know, we're expecting to be out there Thursday night.
Can you run down what happened with this on Friday/Saturday/Sunday? Because this whole thing has been kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I told you on pregame. I guess you weren't listening Sunday. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so he was listed as a full participant on Friday, according to the injury report. Then Saturday, and so everyone starts to look at him and go, okay, well, this guy's going to play Sunday. And then it comes out that he's out. And so certain people, Mike Florio, made it a big deal. Like, oh, this is a violation. Like, you know, there's money involved. So the Ravens get with the league and they go, look, he was a scout team player in practice. He didn't take first team reps. Well, technically, that means he was a limited participant in practice based on, I have no clue.
Some kind of guideline
I have
from the
no
NFL,
clue.
Yeah.
I guess as a starting quarterback, blah, blah, blah. So they retroactively changed his injury status.
Crazy.
On Friday, from Friday's report to limited, and then he was downgraded from limited to out for Sunday's game.
It's just insane.
And basically, the premise was I took it as they thought he could play, but they wanted him fully back without any worries because he was limited in practice, and it ended up working out for him because Snoop Huntley and the Ravens went out and beat a team on a 4-game winning streak in Chicago. So it all worked out for the Ravens. They're now, 2-6 now, I think? So
do they play Miami this week, or am I making that
they
up?
They do play Miami this week.
There you go.
And it's Thursday.
Yeah, well,
if you'd been listening to Allie earlier, she told you that.
Rewind the tape, guys. Rewind the tape.
See, I mean, this is what happens when you start calling people out. I mean. Yeah.
The can of worms has been opened.
Yeah, I can't tell you when to turn your ears on and off these
days. I know,
days.
Man.
The Chiefs beat the Commanders in Monday Night Football 28-7. I know there were a lot of Chicken Littles at the beginning of the season when they started 0-2. The Chiefs did. It's like, oh, no, the dynasty's over. Well, here's Patrick Mahomes talking about that slow start.
It shows the growth that we've had as a team. You know, offense, defense, and special teams, I think we're getting better and better in each and every week. And even though we didn't start the way we wanted to today offensively, it showed that we can battle through adversity and still continue to play the brand of football that we want to play. And we'll have to continue to get better and better. This will be a great challenge this next week. And we'll have to start faster. But I was proud of how the guys responded in that second half.
Yeah. So good in the second half.
Yeah, Mike, I'm pretty sure they started 0-2 to start the season. Just kidding. I did that one on purpose. Look, that's why, I mean, in reality, I know we're having fun with that now, but, like, you know better. You could see signs of their offense slowly getting stronger, Allie, as the games went through, and then Rashee Rice comes back, and they just kind of feel they do – they do things where I was watching, it's 7-7, and Mahomes drops back, Mike, and he rolls. He's flushed a little bit, but he kind of rolls to his right. And Kareem Hunt's in the backfield looking for, you know, to pick up a defender as a blocker. And he realizes no one's coming, and he kind of releases out of the left tackle. And Mahomes rolls to his right, and Hunt does a phenomenal job of just sliding along the line of scrimmage and shadowing to the best he could of Mahomes until Mahomes doesn't see him, and then all of a sudden it's like the last moment Mahomes sees him just kind of jump out and he hits him, and that they score a touchdown off that. That's not a play design. That's not anything like that. That is guys playing together for a little bit, guys knowing how they do, and honestly probably being coached up at times where you say, hey, look at that, watch him. You know, and just making a play and to really was about to be a throwaway.
Travis Kelce did the same thing. Travis Kelce was in on protection, and it's a play action, and then all of a sudden the play action is not happening, so he just kind of turns around and looks. The coverage is way – like all the guys in coverage are way on the other side of the field.
Yep.
And so I think he ripped off like a 30 or 40-yard gain just on that play alone. Kind of tripped over his own feet a
he
little
did.
Bit.
He did. He was trying
it's to – it's like a little juke move, but he's like, I don't squat anymore, so like I don't have that ability.
Okay. So I'm glad I'm not the only one that noticed that, because I was watching and I go, God, he looked old.
He looked
old, white, and slow there. Like, he's like, here I am, here. Oh,
it was almost sad to me.
I fell over.
It was almost sad to me. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
it was kind of funny.
Oh,
I guess Taylor Swift thought he tripped over something else. Who knows?
Carson Wentz has been placed on the IR, will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. He made 5 starts while J.J. McCarthy has been out. Now J.J. is expected to start against the Lions.
This reeks of, hey, man, I know you can't play, but we want J.J. to wait one more week. Can you just give us all you got? And he's like, blanket, yeah.
Have you either of y'all looked at Max Brosmer, who is the other guy? Like, and I mentioned this last week when he was kind of gripping his shoulder, like the look of Max Brosmer's face on the sideline. And Max Brosmer's been in games this year a couple of times. He's had to. But the look on his face was like, oh, dear God, please be okay.
Please be okay.
And it reeks of like them looking at Max Brosmer during practice and the look on his face and being like, yeah, you're going to have to gut this one out, man. Like, there's just no way. Like, you're going to have to gut this out.
You know, O'Connell's like, look, dude, I'll throw like 10 grand into your kid's college fund or something. Like, just give me one more week, bro. Just one more week. I'll, you know, we'll, ch- we'll, we'll,
I don't know. After watching that, watching the way he played last week, I'm not sure that that was worth it. That was bad.
I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, coming up, how would you rank the top college football head coaching jobs? It's a good time if you're looking for a head coaching job. They're a lot open. So we'll rank those. And it's Top 5 Tuesday. Are you doing candy bars?
Yes. So we'll do number one, sweet tarts. Oh, nope. I'm sorry. That's not chocolate. We won't do that.
All right. That is all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey apps.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy & Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We do have Top 5 Tuesday coming up momentarily. Mike is handling this one. Top 5 candy bars.
Well, let me just say, because I've already gotten some questions, it's top 5 Halloween confections. Let me just throw that out there.
Can who?
Confection.
What's that word mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Does that mean your list had something that we would have questioned, so you had to go back and
read that? For sure.
Okay.
For sure. I've already gotten, I got Bing on my phone over here, and he's going, oh, you better not include that one. Mm. And I'm going, well, okay, fair, but confection is the word. Okay.
I'm with Bo. I also don't know what the word is.
A confection
means.
is a
treat.
It's a dish or a delicacy made with sweet ingredients.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A treat.
There you go.
Did Bing Tate use that word? Because I don't think he knows what that word means either.
Do you not go trick or confectioning?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
All right, that'll be coming up in a moment. But right now, we've got a lot of openings in college football, head coaching position specifically, and Andy Staples of On3 ranked the top 12 head coaching jobs.
Okay.
All right, so coming in 12th place, Kent State, 11th, UAB, 10th, Colorado State, 9th, Oregon State, 8th is Stanford, 7th is UCLA. Any ideas at what the top 6 might be?
Well, I mean, I don't know in what order, but obviously Penn State, LSU, Florida, what else are we dealing with?
Arkansas, is that
yeah? That's one.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Oh, Virginia Tech. That would be it, right?
Yeah.
So what would you rank them? So he has them as the number one is LSU, second is Florida, third Penn State, fourth Arkansas, fifth Virginia Tech, and then Oklahoma State. What would you rank them, though, personally?
I think that Oklahoma State should be where Arkansas is, because I think Oklahoma State is a job, personally, that with the money that that program has, it's got money, okay? Let's not beat around the bush. They've had a lot of private funding. I would put them ahead of Arkansas, basically, mainly because I haven't seen this money that Arkansas supposedly has roll into the football side. In fact, they said that when Sam Pittman was fired. The AD openly said it. So I would put that there. I would put Arkansas probably ahead of Va Tech, although I think they're very interchangeable. I think there's more money at Arkansas if it would actually be funneled into the football program. Penn State is absolutely three. As good of a job as I think it is, and as much money as they're paying on this buyout and everything, I don't think the allure of that job is better than LSU or Florida. I actually tend to have LSU at one and Florida at two.
Yeah.
And the reason is because there's a riddle at Florida right now and nobody can figure it out. And I can't believe that it's constantly bad hires. I mean, McElwain had a couple SEC championship games I thought he overcoached the teams and he never really got the recruiting thing. Dan Mullen, for whatever reason, was hinting at not wanting to be there, and then he just kind of stopped recruiting at one point, but it was a phenomenal. And Muschamp he couldn't get the right OC. We've talked about that with Russi, you know. So whatever it is, there's a riddle there that hasn't been figured out. Les Miles, Nick Saban won a title at LSU. Les Miles won a title at LSU. Ed Orgeron won a title at LSU.
And go
then,
Tigers.
And then, thank you, Coach. And then Brian Kelly failed for whatever reason. So that tells me if you go to LSU, you embrace the – Jacob Hester had a tweet. I know I'm a bit long-winded. I'll let you get to it. But Jacob Hester had a tweet, who I respect a lot, that played there, won a national title there. And somebody was talking about how coaches embraced it. And it was like Saban loved the tradition at LSU. Les Miles loved it most of the time. Ed Orgeron absolutely loved it every bit of the time. And then Hester goes, Les Miles loved this program and the energy around it a lot more than people realize. My point is, if you go there and embrace the people there and the culture of that program, you win. You get money, you get all the resources, and you can go in there. And back in the day, you could recruit the state, and you will win a title there.
Yeah, I don't think there would be any argument for most people that LSU is the number one on that list. I think they're a top five job in the country. I think we do have to start to try to understand what the new era is, though, in terms of, you know, good situation, bad situation. Because I do think that Virginia Tech gets a leg up probably on Arkansas and Oklahoma State for me simply because of recruiting territory. But then I also look at it and I'm like, what does that even matter anymore? If you've got enough money at a place like Arkansas or Oklahoma State, you can make that happen. And I think that that is why it's kind of hard to dissect which jobs are good and which jobs are bad. You really have to have invoices here and receipts for the boosters to know which ones that you can kind of toy with. And the good news for some of these programs is you can flip a program in 1 year. The bad news is it might not always lead to longevity. Look at Florida State. I mean, there's always going to be issues there. And I think you're right about LSU. I think you're right about Florida. And I think you're right about Penn State, because the money that comes from the TV contracts and those conferences, once you move on from that and look at the situations, I think it's a little bit more tough.
Well, I've seen the money rolling to Stillwater. We've seen it. Okay. T. Boone Pickens has obviously passed away, but he put billions into that program. I don't know where the money's coming from at Va Tech.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of hearing about how much money is at Arkansas between the Jerry Jones, the Clintons, Jimmy Johnson was obviously a player there, the Walton family, all this money, the Walton family alone could fund. I mean, hell, don't they own the Broncos these days or some of them?
Yeah, big chunk of them.
So where's the money at? Because Sam Pittman's AD fired him and said he didn't get any resources here financially to be a top program.
Yeah.
So where's the money at Arkansas? Where's it coming from? I don't understand.
It looks like it's going to Sean Payton. As always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Top 5 Halloween confections. All right, stick with me. I'm not going to allow y'all to take over with questions about subcategories on this list. All right, so top 5 Halloween confections. All right, I had to dig deep in the dictionary to make sure that I didn't have to throw out all the other words that come associated with these.
I've never even heard that word before, right. Confection.
Right. You got it. All right, so that's what it is. And what I've done is I've pulled up a couple of these commercials for these confections, and I've got Dylan to play a little cut, and I'm going to make y'all try to guess which one these are based off of the cut.
Oh, all right,
Dylan,
this.
Are you ready to go? All right, so we'll start with number 5, Dylan.
Number 5.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, let's go.
Yay!
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Yes.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That's good enough.
I go ahead
That's
and
good
say
enough.
It.
That's too, number 5.
It's too low.
Number 5. Too low.
Kit Kat.
Wow.
Kit Kat's top 3 in my house.
Wow. All right, Dylan, you ready for this? Let's move on.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Cookies with smooth caramel and chocolate.
Oh, Twix.
Milky Way.
Twix.
Oh, Milky Way doesn't Twix. Have a cookie.
Yeah.
Milky Way. Oh. Twix.
That's not it.
Also available in peanut butter.
There you go.
Good job.
Am I good on that one? That one up, down.
It's good.
Kit Kat. I would put Kit Kat above a Twix, but I
wow.
Do, I like Twixes. Okay, they were a taste that came later, a little bit later. I started liking them later. Okay. Like them, but Kit Kat's above them.
All right.
Crispy wafer, good.
I feel very comfortable having Kit Kat than Twix right here. Actually, I feel very comfortable with this entire list.
Okay.
These confections, these Halloween confections.
Your list.
Yeah.
I think Rice Krispie Treat's going to be on there.
Let's do this.
Number 3.
Mike, come on! Mike,
Snickers.
What is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Allie got it. Allie got it. It was Snickers. She knew that one.
Eat a Snickers.
I was hoping you'd do.
Better?
Hey, I'm open!
Yeah, good stuff.
That hurt.
I was kind of hoping you would go, great googly moogly. Hey, that looks great, man, but who are the chefs?
Oh, no, Snickers. And I know that the argument from, I think Snickers is like, by far the most popular candy bar / confection that there is.
I think it should be higher up there. And then your
three?
Life changes
yeah.
when you try the Snickers ice cream bar.
That's true.
Oh, hey.
That's true.
Oh, no way. You were
okay?
So right. Dude, they used to have them on the charter. The
Golly.
Snickers. Remember, you were playing when they had the Snickers ice cream bars on the flights to the games. I used to get one to and from every road game. They don't have no more.
Y'all triggered a core memory for Bo right
know,
there, man.
I mean, I love those Snickers ice cream bars.
Levitate out of that chair over
That's
there.
My favorite ice cream bar, the Snickers one. So good.
I don't know. The Oreos, ice cream sandwiches. That's another conversation for another day. All right, here we are. Number 5, Kit Kat. Number 4, Twix. Number 3, Snickers. We good so far? Dylan, okay. Let it ride.
No.
Number 2.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
What is that?
It's not a, it's
Sometimes
not,
you don't.
It can't be a nut or butter, can it? No.
I'm disappointed in y'all.
Yeah.
What is it, Dylan?
This is crazy.
I mean, I can't say it. I know what it is.
You know, I was going to say.
Sometimes you feel like
that. He's already got the answer.
I'm going to ruin the surprise.
Is it a payday? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
All right. 5 seconds.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Come on. Y'all know this song. This is unbelievable.
I hear the song.
All right, Dylan.
What is it?
Play the rest.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with all his hand.
Don't even start with me, man.
Disgusting. Doesn't belong on the list.
Bo, put some respect on Almond Joy's name right now.
It took everything I had not to put Almond Joy at number 1.
No.
And Mike, if you would have, I would have been right there with you, bro. I ride hard for Almond Joy. I love Almond Joy.
I'm just telling y'all.
No.
This is when.
Allie, you too?
I will confiscate my kids' Halloween bag.
Nah.
on Friday night.
Yeah, because your kid won't want it anyway.
He'll be like, Daddy, what's these? I'm like, those aren't for you. Those are poison, kid. Give me those.
They are
those
poison.
Are bad for you.
No,
those
Almond are Joys are.
Those will give you a sugar bug.
No.
Kid.
Almond Joys might be goated if you have crappy taste buds. That's just garbage, man.
I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry.
So over at Snickers. Y'all are so off base on Almond Joys.
Kit Kat at 5, Twix at 4. Snickers at 3, Almond Joy at 2.
One of
stand
these,
on that.
One of those is not like the other.
I stand on that.
I can tell you which one it is.
Okay. All right. Dylan, let's play number one.
Number one. You complete me. Should we start a podcast?
M&M's?
Nope.
What? Is there? It's.
Dylan, play it one more time from right that spot.
You complete me. Should we start a podcast?
This guy's been the voice of this confection for a long time now.
Yep.
I don't know, but it should be Reese's Peanut Butter
That's
Cups.
That's what I'm thinking it is.
Dylan, play it from the top, please.
If the peanut butter in a Reese's could talk to the chocolate, what would it say? You complete me. Should we start a podcast? Who does your ridges?
It should absolutely be number one because a cold Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is the greatest thing you'll ever
completely
eat.
Agree.
Ever
completely
eat.
Agree.
I just
also where are we at on the thought of it being a candy bar?
Okay, so this is the one. Why
this is the confection point?
It comes in a candy bar wrapper.
Yeah,
I think it's a candy bar.
Right, it's rectangle.
It's okay.
It's sold. It's sold. Like a candy bar, in a candy bar wrapper. To
Impulse
Allie's point,
aisle,
in
right.
the
it's
same
there.
Aisle. It's. They're all. It's all the same. But let me tell you something. I just want to know, and I know your mom and your dad both listen, so I need to ask them this, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Where'd you go wrong with Mike? Because you have him so in line, and then an Almond Joy comes
in
there.
I'm telling you, just, as Dylan would say, I'm 10 toes down.
10 toes
on this.
Down Almond
just
Joy.
Just completely
bro.
Just out of line, Allie.
What you got, Dylan?
What kid likes coconut in their chocolate?
I did.
No kidding.
All kids should.
I did. I mean,
that's why my point is like, where'd y'all's parents go wrong? You're so straight, and you need to step out of line so harshly.
Carmelo.
I have two quick things. Number one, Mike, my mom is with you. She said Almond Joy should have been number one. So she's right there with
goated.
You. The only minor tweak, your list is just about perfect. The only minor tweak I would make, I would put Kit Kat at 4 and Twix at 5. But that's minor.
Okay, you're just flipping.
Yeah, I'm just flipping.
And
other
can
than
I
that,
also throw
you're,
this out?
You're perfect.
Let me throw this out, too, before we have to go to commercial break. The Butterfinger, if we'd have done this, it would have been the opposite. Like, it's not even close to an honorable mention. It's so far off the list.
Whoa.
It wouldn't have made the top 10.
That's a little hot take.
It wouldn't have been.
A little hot take.
Butterfinger wouldn't have made the top 10.
No, now
I'm
you're just trying to be controversial.
I'm out.
Yeah, now
I was like, I could do honorable mention. I'm going 100 grand, payday, like a Baby Ruth. I'm all over these things. Butterfinger, not even close.
Yeah, now you're rage baiting, dog. That's rage baiting.
100 grand over a Butterfinger.
I think you should have put Butterfinger first and started with number one. That's what I think you should have done.
That's been done before. All right, there you go.
If you have any candy bars or confections you would like to add to Mike's list, give us a call right now, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.